I think barring any setbacks, you know, I expect to, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's going to be up to coach and the training staff if they feel that, you know, I'm ready to go out there and play at a high level.
So if the game was today, you feel like you could play?
You know, I do, but like I said, I mean, it's not up to me.
So. How close were you to playing last Thursday? Was there a pretty good chance, like, going into that day?
You know, I had hoped there was, but, you know, I think the way it felt during the week and then the way it felt Thursday, you know, I think after talking to coach and the training staff, they just didn't feel like it was ready.
Did you make a push to try to play on Thursday?
But, you know, like I said, you know, after talking to them, you know, they thought the smart thing was to not play.
How tough have the last couple of weeks been for you? You get hurt, the team loses three in a row. I mean, this has to be one of the toughest stretches since you've been here.
You know, I think anytime you lose, it's tough. But I think when you're hurt and you're not able to be out there fighting with your guys, helping the team, doing what you can do, I think it makes it even worse. So I think, you know, having to sit there for the past couple of weeks and, you know, just watch us struggle, you know, it's been tough.
Are you feeling the pressure of that you guys are running out of time here and you need to get back on that field and start winning games because you guys are out of time in a sense of making a comeback here?
Well, you know, the good news is we're only a game back in our division. You know, obviously, the season, you know, it hasn't gone the way that we had hoped for. But, you know, with that being said, we're still in a position, you know, to get on a roll here and make the playoffs. But, you know, like you said, every game from here on out is critical, and I think we're all aware of that.
Even though it's your non-throwing shoulder, is there still a measure of pain that you will have to deal with whenever you play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your rookie year, you guys were finished 7-9, but you were almost made the playoffs with a losing record.
Yeah.
This year is kind of similar in the division. Can you kind of lean on that experience in terms of keeping your head up and having been through that similar situation already?
Yeah. You know, like I said, I think anytime, you know, you lose, it's frustrating. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, at the beginning of the season, you set out to make the playoffs. And, you know, we're going into, you know, week 12, week 13 here, and we still have an opportunity to do that. And I don't think you can lose sight of that. You know, you've got to try to hang on to the positives and know that, you know, we can still get this thing turned around. And I think everyone in this locker room truly believes that.
Sam, Chip and Pat have pointed out that before your injury, one of the things they saw you improving at was going through your progressions. Do you agree? And why do you think it's something that, you know, I guess took 8 or 9 games for you to really kind of get comfortable with?
You know, yeah. I feel like in the past couple of games, you know, before I got hurt, you know, I thought I was playing really well. You know, as far as the progressions, you know, I think it was just a matter of, you know, finding concepts and things that I was comfortable with, things that, you know, maybe I had done in the past, you know, and just getting used to those.
Did that make the timing of the injury any more frustrating because it seemed like you had started?
Yeah. Very frustrating.
Do you recall a moment when maybe it manifested itself going through 1 or 2 or 3 reads and then completing a pass or...
Yeah, that's been a while. I would have to get back to you on that one.
Okay.
It's December 2nd, obviously. There's only 5 weeks left in the season. Do you think about these next 5 weeks and long term and what they can do for you long term in terms of your next contract?
No. I mean, kind of like I've told you guys all year. I mean, I'm worried about the Patriots this week. You know, it's a 1 week season to me. You know, I think if you start looking ahead, start looking towards the future, you know, then obviously there's other things on your mind than the task at hand.
Have you shown enough to the Eagles and to the league yet to show that you're back to the quarterback you once were?
That's not up for me to decide.
Sam, sorry if this was already asked, but obviously this team coming off 2 really tough defeats like this, got some days off. How have they come back here at practice and meetings and the attitude that everybody's shown this week?
Yeah, yeah, obviously the last 2 weeks have been tough, but, you know, I think our effort and energy at practice this week has been great. I mean, obviously, it'd be easy for us to hang our heads and get down and, you know, kind of go through the motions out there, but that hadn't been the case at all. You know, we were flying around out there today. I thought we had a great practice, and, you know, I think guys are still into it.
But are you fine? The situation, isn't there a certain level of desperation and frustration in this locker room as well, considering that just a few weeks ago this team was at 500 and now you're 3 games below 500?
Yeah, like I said, that's frustrating. Obviously, we're all aware of what our record is and where we stand. But, you know, at the same time, we've still got an opportunity to make the playoffs. And, I think we're approaching it one game at a time. Obviously, it's a big one in New England this week. We're going to try to get this one first.
All right, so just clarifying, what could hold you back? Is it the way the injury affects you on the field, or just the risk of re-injury?
I think it'd probably be the way that it affects me on the field.
From watching the last two games from the sidelines, what have you been able to learn about, you know, what's been plaguing the offense the last two games? What have you seen as the problems, I guess?
I think it's kind of the same thing it's been all year. We just shoot ourselves in the foot. There's times we look really good, there's times we start to move the ball, and then, whether it be a missed assignment or a penalty, we set ourselves back.